You're listening to WMIE, Cocoa, Rockledge, Melbourne, and the Beaches, and W272BA, Cocoa Beach, and Vieira.
WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into his frequency, we will daily hear his voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. It's your host and speaker, Paul Esposito here. God bless you, my friends. Thanks for taking 15 minutes of your Tuesday to join me as we together study the Word of Almighty God. Back on track here at WGOD. Hope you enjoyed that program from yesterday. I want to encourage you, if you missed that, to listen in. Oh, that song that was sung by my worship leader and a good friend, best man at my wedding, associate pastor Darren Solana. He sang this song. Actually, it was from the year before Memorial Day. It's I Made It to Arlington, and it's such a great song. If you want to hear that, I encourage you, go to my Facebook page, WGOD Radio. And you'll see the program there. It's the one up there from yesterday, Memorial Day. Brain lock right now, but you can't miss it. It's up there. It's from yesterday's program. I encourage you to listen to that. Or go to my website, WGODradio.com. Really, the theme of the message is be ready always. And that's always the message from the Lord Jesus Christ. As we're in Matthew 24 on the odd days, we're not listening to this sermon series through the book of Revelation. Speaking of, we're back in that today, and this is part one now of this message from the sermon I just preached this past Sunday. We're looking at a church that the Son of God calls the dead church. It's not that we call it that. It's not the New King James translators that call it that in the margin of their Bible. The Son of God calls it that. And the Son of God said it's a church that's got a name that they're alive. Can't you hear it now? You hear it all the time from churches, big churches with lots of people. They say, come, we are alive here. And that's not always the sign to know that your church is alive by how much money it has, or by how many people it has. But the way to know if your church is alive is by transformed lives inside its doors. How many people have been transformed by the power of the Holy Spirit? Love God more, hate sin more, sin less, hunger and thirst for righteousness. These are the kind of things that happen and take place in a live church. Okay, we're out of time for the intro. Here's part one of this message now, the dead church at Sardis. Now, today we're going to travel 30 miles southeast from Thyatira, where we left off, home of the corrupt church, to the city of Sardis, to a church that historians remember as the dead church. Nobody wants to be a member of a dead church, unless, of course, you're just going through the motions. Or you just don't give a rip. Either about God or about his kingdom or about righteousness. Or you don't have the Holy Spirit. I mean, remember what we looked at last week? Remember when the Lord said, I am he that searches reins. I love the way the King James says reins. Other translations, I am he that searches hearts and minds. The word for reins is intestines, is what that word means. I am he that searches your intestines. You know when we say, well, I've got a gut feeling about something.
He searches even that. I got into a lovely discussion with a family member who wouldn't talk to me any longer after I pointed out to her that her mainline beloved Christian denomination was firing pastors that held to the belief that marriage is between a man and a woman. Is this what we've come to, church? And her mainline beloved Christian denomination decided to fight Israel instead of fighting sin and spreading the gospel. I mean, talk about being deceived. When your mission for a denomination is to fight Israel instead of preaching the gospel, you've missed it. That's not what we're here for. We're here to preach the gospel. Now, when I confronted this family member with this evidence, she decided, now see if you can relate if this has ever happened to you. She decided it was easier to alienate me and blame me for turning her world upside down than remove their membership from a dead church that's firing pastors who believe the Bible. Has that ever happened to you? Have you ever lost a family member for standing up for and believing the truth of the Word of God? See, now that was her choice. Was willingly stay in a dead church because of tradition. Has that ever happened to you before? Or do you know people? So many of us have family members that are Catholic. Me, Esposito. I mean, most Italians are Catholic. We come from years and years and years of Catholic tradition. And my dad's father didn't speak to him for the rest of his life for taking us out of that tradition. Because that's a dead church. When you don't follow the Word of God, you're a dead church. When you don't follow this book, you are a dead church. How about you? What would you do if you found yourself in a dead church? Now, don't be deceived. A dead church is not dependent by how many people you see sitting in it. That's not what makes up a dead church. A dead church is what comes out of the pulpit. That's what makes a dead church. And the message that the church preaches and the things that the church puts up with, like Israel. Read what happened when the glory left the temple. It wasn't because how many people were there. It's because of what they were allowing inside of its doors. Not by how many people. Not in this church here we're about to look at either. We're in Sardis. Let's see how this church went down in history as the dead church. Revelation chapter 3, starting in verse 1. Now, unto the angel, remember, Greek word angelos, messenger, I believe it's pastor. Now to the messenger of the church in Sardis, right? Remember, this is Jesus Christ dictating a letter to the apostle John, who's writing it down. Now you write this to the pastor of the church at Sardis. Thus says he that has the seven spirits of God, or we could say the sevenfold spirit of God. The Holy Spirit in his perfection. Thus says he that has the seven spirits of God and the seven stars, I know your works, or I know thy works, that thou hast a name that thou livest and art dead. All right, how did this church go down with the name of dead? He called them dead, not me. Not the New King James translators. The Son of God calls them a dead church. I know thy works. Thou hast the name that thou livest and art dead. Again, once again, the Lord starts the letter with a description of himself. Thus says he that has the seven spirits of God. I think that should be translated the sevenfold spirit of God. Remember, seven is a number of perfection in the Bible and in the book of Revelation. Seven is all over that book. 7 years, a series of seven judgments. So we got Thus says he that has the seven spirits of God and the seven stars. Meaning this is Almighty God the Son speaking here, not E.F. Hutton. When God speaks, people listen. Thus says the one who personally sent the Holy Spirit here to earth to begin his ministry on the day of Pentecost. Thus says the one that holds the pastors in his very hands. Remember, the seven stars are the pastors or the messengers of the seven churches, he told us in chapter 1. Thus says the Son of God. Next we see that the people in the dead church are deceived. They're dead and they don't know they're dead. They think that they're okay, but they're not. Again, what's that proverb, Darren? 14:12, isn't it? There's a way that seems right to a man, but the ends thereof are the ways of death. This church thinks that they're okay, but they're not. They think that they're alive, but they're not. Again, verse 1. These things says he that has the seven spirits of God and the seven stars. I know your works, that you've got a name that you live, but you're dead. So we said that they had a name that they live. In other words, the church at Sardis had a killer reputation that they were alive. Can't you see it now? Come to the first church of the local heretic, where our worship is alive. That's all over everywhere. That's every street corner. I hear it on the radio countless hours. Except they don't say the first church of the local heretic. But they say, come here, our worship is alive. We read your palms, we'll tell you your fortune, and whisper sweet things in your ear. I was gonna ask Carol for some. I wanted to stash some red paint back here and ask you if you wanted your palms red. I'll make them red for you. The reputation of this church is fantastic. The people there think everything is okay because attendance is way up. They think everything is okay because tithes are way up and there's all this money in the bank account. They think it's okay because they got the biggest youth program in town. And Jesus says, you've got a name that you live, but you're dead. Let me say this. If the Holy Spirit is not producing transformed lives, then you are in a dead church. That's how you tell the difference between being in a dead church and a live church. And that's the Holy Spirit's working in all the members and transforming your lives. Have to ask yourself that. Is the Lord working on you? No, as a matter of fact, ask me. I'll be the judge of most of you that I see all the time. I'm your doctor here. I'll help you. What does it say? He's transforming us from glory to glory. Are you more like Jesus now than you were last May 27th? Do you hate sin more now than you did last year? Are you sinning less now than you did last year? Do you know the Word of God more now than you did last year? If the answer is no, then let's make it right today. That's always the answer, church. There's no condemnation. There's no condemnation for those that are in Christ Jesus. If you've done it wrong, we make it right today. That's all. We repent and make it right. If the answer is yes, praise God, it should be yes, and I believe it is. I believe it is.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio.